Welcome to the Mill Housing Nation podcast, where we are having conversations that matter for wherever the military has taken you. We're bringing you stories from real military spouses who not only understand the challenges, they are harnessing the opportunities to build lives they can love. From new spouses to veteran spouses, you'll get tips, tricks, and actionable steps that will help you along your military life journey. Welcome, everyone. This is Heather Campbell, and we are so thankful that you have joined us on the Mill Housing Nation podcast, where we dive into the uniqueness of the military family journey by helping you build a life, a community, and a home you love when you are not in control of where you will call home next. Welcome back, everyone. I hope that you are ready for spring. When this episode airs, we will be gearing up for warmer weather and longer days ahead here in the U.S., which I know I myself am very thankful for. And if you listened to our last episode, we talked about wellness and the Independent Wellness Summit. Well, now we are going to shift a little bit and talk about another side of wellness here in March with National Nutrition Month. Now, let's get right into it. National Nutrition Month is the month of March. Now, there's many different things that are celebrated at different months throughout the year, and I know there are other professions that are celebrated in March as well, but as someone with a history and a professional background in nutrition, I'm kind of biased to March being National Nutrition Month, especially as we gear up for April being the month of the military child. So those go really hand in hand when we talk about today's episode topic, and that is going to be a brand new program from Independent, our same nonprofit and organization from last episode that offers the Wellness Summit, also has something to offer called Fuel the Homefront. Now, before we get into those details, let's talk a little bit about National Nutrition Month. Again, like I said, it's March. So when this episode airs, it's going to be March. We're gearing up for spring, and it is National Nutrition Month. What does that mean? It means we have a great opportunity to talk about how we're fueling our bodies and how we're fueling our brains. Mainly because, you know, you hear at the first of the year a lot of resolutioners and, oh, I'm going to do this in the new year and I'm going to have this goal and do this thing. And, you know, sometimes those are started with good intentions, but maybe don't have the best background or the best purpose behind them, or just don't even have the support needed or even the resources to make some of those goals happen. I myself, after living in the Arctic for 5 years, I'm not a big believer in starting things in the middle of winter. January 1st is sort of my, let's come out of the holidays and rest a little bit longer. But now when we get into spring, this is when I kick into high gear and I'm ready for new beginnings and fresh air and getting ready for summer and all of those busy things, including PCS season for those of us who are PCSing this year. So National Nutrition Month in March is a great time to sort of reevaluate, where am I from those first of the year goals? What do I have on my, you know, goal sheet for the rest of the year, both with my family, with my wellness, with my finances, all of these things, right? March is a really great time to check in on that. Now, when we're talking about nutrition and we're talking about military families, there's some things that we need to understand as a background. First of all, there's another organization called the Military Special Operations Family Collaborative. A lot of words. You can call them MSOF, which is their acronym. You know, we love acronyms in the military community. MSOF for short. And they recently came out with a cookbook, and it is part cookbook, part self-help, and it's geared towards getting military families back to the table. And there's a variety of resources in there that are shared. There's stories, there's practical tips, there's conversation starters. And that project was sponsored by the Family Dinner Project, which originated at Harvard University. So it's a really great resource that's sort of part cookbook, part self-help, and it comes from the Military Special Operations Family Collaborative from the special ops community. And the reason they made this is because they found in their data back in 2018, right? They service the special operations community. They're doing this research. And they found that for short-term stress for military families, there's a number of different coping mechanisms. A couple of them I want to bring up. One is using an unpredictable family routine. So when life gets crazy, you know, our normal routines, our normal tempos sort of go out the window, right? That includes skipping and avoiding regular traditions and sort of putting those on pause, or, you know, maybe your service member's deployed or life is crazy or somebody's sick or we're traveling and, you know what, let's not just do that thing right now. And also skipping and avoiding regular gatherings like family dinner. Now, those might be ways to alleviate some stress in the short term, right? You know what, we're not going to worry about that. Like, we'll get that later. But what they found in their data was when some of these short-term coping mechanisms are used long-term, it actually leads to a significant decline in service member health, performance, and the overall family well-being. Again, using coping mechanisms like skipping family dinner, having fewer family traditions, using an unpredictable family routine, you know, sort of throwing that regular routine out the window, that actually long-term can lead to a lot of complications and a lot of disadvantages for service member families. Knowing that, knowing that they've created this cookbook and resource book, and then knowing that we have organizations like Independent that are geared towards military spouse and military family wellness, we can see, right, how this is sort of going as we're going to start talking about this program. But also, we have organizations like the National Military Family Association or Military Family Advisory Network, or even there's multiple different organizations, the Military Officers Association of America. Some of these organizations work in policy and advocating for military families. Some of these work in research, but all of them together have really gotten behind a specific topic of food insecurity, which you may have heard me talk about before on this podcast. And essentially what it means, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, is a lack of consistent enough access to resources to have adequate nutrition for a healthy and active lifestyle. Meaning, there's a constant stressor about whether or not you can feed your family what it needs. It's different than hunger, right? It's not hunger. You're not necessarily going hungry, but you're constantly worried about whether or not you're going to make ends meet. So all of that together, knowing that family meals in the military community are really important for our overall well-being, knowing that we have food insecurity in our community, the most recent data is 1 in 4 military families are struggling to put food on the table. The national numbers are 1 in 8. So double the national average, right? The national rate are struggling to put food on the table. We have these organizations that are advocating. We have these organizations working in policy. We have these organizations working in research. And that is where Independent comes in with Fuel the Homefront. Now, before I get into this program too much, I do want to say that I have been part of organizing this program and volunteering with Independent. So this initiative is very near and dear to my heart. And it comes from knowing that this conversation is happening about the importance of meals. And we know that our military community is overwhelmed. We are stretched thin. Budgets are tight. Decision fatigue is happening. And we know that we have people who are advocating for changes in pay and changes in benefits, but that can take an average of 5 to 7 years to get policy changed. So what do we do in the meantime? How can we, as an organization at Independent, where I'm volunteering, how can we help? What can we do in the meantime? And that gets us to the Fuel the Homefront program. And we will talk about that in just a minute. For now, let's hear from today's sponsor, Navy Mutual. Trust is everything. For 140 years, Navy Mutual has been safeguarding your family and your future. Navy Mutual's financial strength and stability ensures they'll be there when you need them the most. They are there to provide members high-quality, low-cost life insurance and annuities, educate the military and uniform service community at large on matters of financial security, and to help members secure their earned survivor benefits. With commitment, competence, and character, for Navy Mutual, it's all about trust. All right, welcome back. Now, Fuel the Homefront. What in the world is that? You've heard me say it a few times in this episode. What is Fuel the Homefront? That is the title of a program through Independent, which is a nonprofit, and it's geared towards connecting the military community, both veteran, active duty, guard, reserve, no discrimination, right? Part of the community is part of the community, past and present. So connecting the military community with resources and empowering them to maximize their grocery budget while fueling their brains and bodies well. What does that even mean? It means we said, hey, how can we pool all of the resources within our volunteer team and all of our staff and say, we've got these experts. We have registered dietitians. We have social workers. We have nurses. We have these really educated, we have financial experts. How can we pool all of our collective knowledge and put this together in a resource that gives military families actionable steps today while we wait for pay changes, wait for benefit changes? How can we use our current existing resources for our benefit, right? How can we make those dollars stretch? Now, when we talk about this course, it started a few different ways. It's been offered live, it's been offered virtually, it's been offered in person, and it soon will be launching as an e-course, which will bring all of these actionable steps and a workbook with all of the content directly into your own home through your laptop, your mobile device, your tablet, on your own schedule. We're really, really excited to bring this into the community because the goal is to use this resource and this workshop to help you feel confident in the way that you're feeding your family well without wasting brain space, without wasting money, and without wasting time. Now, the course is sort of two parts. The first part is assuming that you've looked at your budget, right? We do not give financial advice. So this is not financial advice, but it's a, hey, you've looked at your budget, you looked at your ins and outs. Here's how we stretch the portion of your budget dedicated to feeding your family, right? That's where we use that expertise. Then the second part is, what are the basics of what we even should be eating, right? There's a lot of noise in the nutrition community, especially now during National Nutrition Month. There seems to be a lot of chatter, and how do we know who to listen to and what's realistic for the military family tempo? We have single family, we have single income families, we have single adult families, we have, you know, split families, geo-batching families, blended families. We have all kinds of dynamics that can make it really tricky to gather everyone around to even get to the table or eat at the same time around piano and baseball and all the things. How do we realistically use those tiny pockets of time in our schedules to intentionally gather and invest in relationship with one another, right? With invest in relationship with the people that are living in your household, that you're literally doing life with. Now, the goal of this entire thing, this entire program, is to help military families gather in those small moments and pockets of their busy schedules. So if we at Independent with our Fuel the Homefront program, if we can take some of that brain space, some of that mental load, if we can ease that for you, if we can help make the finances feel a little easier, if we can help you find those resources a little bit faster, if we can give you some of that time back into your family's schedule, then what does that mean for your family dinners? Or maybe it's breakfasts or lunches, or maybe it's just weekends, right? Everybody's family tempo is different. But what would that mean if you knew that not only are you feeding your family in a way that's not overwhelming, that's affordable and doesn't take a lot of time, but that you could also be confident in knowing that you're feeding them well, that you're feeding brains and bodies well for the mission every day? We all have different missions. We have to care for the home. We have our jobs. We have our households. We have our children, our spouses, our, you know, the dog, the bank accounts, the doctor's appointments. We have all of these things. So whether your daily mission is getting up and taking care of tiny humans, whether your daily mission is getting up and flying jets, it's the same expectation from your brain and body. You need your brain and body to perform well. So to perform well, we have to feed it well. But what does that mean? So that's what we do at Fuel the Homefront. We help clear up some of those questions. We help keep it simple, keep it actionable, and help you feel confident in the way that you are feeding your family here in National Nutrition Month. Now, this will be available outside of March, but we're very, very excited to share with you. And I'm thrilled to be able to share on this podcast this special project that I've been able to volunteer with and be developing over the last, gosh, almost 4 years. So this has been a long time coming. We've had a lot of success with this program, and we're really excited to bring it into a platform that allows it to fit into the pockets of your schedule, knowing that not everyone can make a live class. So how, in that same interest of making it feel achievable, how can we bring it into your schedule in a way that works? To recap, we know that it's National Nutrition Month. We know that military families, 1 in 4 of them are struggling to put food on the table. We know that military families are facing decision fatigue and tight budgets and overwhelmed schedules. And we know that we have advocates who are working on our behalf and doing lots of research. And in the meantime, Independent, a nonprofit organization, has created this resource, Fuel the Homefront, to help you stretch your dollars and gain back some of that time, ease that mental burden, and help you feel confident in the way that you're feeding your family while we wait for some of these big changes to make life easier for all of us. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and share with your friends. We appreciate the feedback and comments you share with us as we support our military community. Thank you all so much for continuing to be part of the Mill Housing Nation. We appreciate you. The Mill Housing Nation is where you will always have a community, no matter where you are stationed.